His scoring is down the last couple of years. You know, I think 3 years ago he led the league in scoring at 30 points a game, and you know he's led it 3 years in a row. But it's always now it's around 27, 28. Kevin Durant can get 35 points a night in this league, but he doesn't want that. He wants to be able to spread the wealth around. He wants to be able to defend. He wants to be able to be known as a two-way player. And he is. He's improved in a lot of areas. And those areas that he's improved in is all team-related. Defense, passing, getting into passing lanes, getting in on our defensive principles. Those are the areas that he's improved in. He hasn't improved in scoring, but, you know, that's because he doesn't want to improve in scoring.
Hey, Scott, and you're looking at your team, and last year, you know, all the criticism that Russell Westbrook, your talented point guard, took, and you got to give him credit. What have been your conversations with Russell about growing as a point guard? You were a pretty good point guard. You played on two NBA championship teams with the Houston Rockets. When you sit down and talk to him, and you got Maurice Cheeks sitting there too, when you guys sit down and talk to him about that point guard position, because it has changed, your point guards, the good ones now, have to score. So what is your conversation with him, that delicate balance between keeping the team involved but yet knowing when to go out and score to help your team win games?
Yeah, you know, we've had many conversations with not only him, with all of our players. You have to communicate in this league constantly with guys. But one of the things I've always told Russell, you know, and we have a great relationship. I tell him exactly what I see. And we talk and we go over things. But the thing I tell Russell, I do not want you to be John Stockton. I said, you first of all, you can't. That's not your game. That's not your DNA. You're not going to be that guy. So a lot of people are going to try to make you that guy. No, don't. If you're that guy, we don't lose. Because I can play myself and be that guy. But Russell Westbrook and a lot of the point guards in this league score. You know, you can go back even the history of the game. Isaiah Thomas was a scorer. Mark Price was a scorer. Even John Stockton averaged like 18 points a game.
Exactly.
Russell's averaging 21. He has to be able to have the balance of scoring and passing for us to be successful. Because if he doesn't, we don't make the playoffs as many years as we've had as a young team. We don't get to the finals last season as if Russell doesn't play that way. No question. Is there times where he takes too many shots? Yes. We talk. We look at it, and he wants to get better. He has never missed a game in high school. He's never missed a game in college. He's never missed a game in the NBA. He doesn't miss practices. He is a great teammate. He's a good guy, and he's improving. He's only 24 years old. But he and Kevin, on top of this, Kevin's led the league in 3 years in a row. He's passing to Kevin Durant, and he gets criticized for that.
Yeah.
Kevin's not leading the league because he's just playing one-on-one and we're not running an offense. Russell is the point guard for 38 minutes a game when Kevin Durant leads the league in scoring for 3 years in a row. And he has a chance to do it again this year. But Russell is a guy that competes every night, and he plays with a lot of emotion, and I love it.